Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Why Israel Matters, an original series presented by Liberty Counsel and Christians in Defense of Israel, airs tonight. This is the first week of its debut. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, earlier this week, the Why Israel Matters series, Past, Present, Forever, an original 13-part, 13-week series, debuted on TBN, the Trinity Broadcasting Network, on Tuesday. It was aired again on Wednesday, and it airs again tonight, Friday night, at 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 1:30 a.m. Pacific Time. So that's going to be an early morning one for those who are early morning risers, or ultimately you can record that as well. The other ones are at different times of the day, and you can go to lc.org for the air times and where that's going to be aired, but it literally airs across the country. This is an original series. It is unique. There is nothing quite like it, and we are very pleased that Liberty Counsel and our ministry, Christians in Defense of Israel, is behind the production and launch of this brand new series. I encourage people to watch it.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. Each episode has a different topic, a totally unique series, Matt, that ties in the historical with the modern. Just to give an example, episode 5 talks about the Allies, that in spite of its many persecutions and political isolation throughout, you know, over thousands of years and throughout history, there have been allies that are not necessarily Jewish allies, but allies that have risen up. Rahab, Cyrus the Great, you know, a pagan king. Oscar Schindler of Schindler's List fame, you know, the compelling movie that was made about Oscar Schindler, who worked to save the lives of many, many Jews. And countless modern allies like the United States of America, probably Israel's greatest modern ally, a Christian nation, effectively.
Well, there's actually one also, and you can read his book, but it's a person who was the son of Hamas, and that's the name of the book. The son of Hamas actually became a Christian and became an ally of Israel. He is the son of one of the founders of the terrorist organization Hamas, and he lived in Ramallah. He became a Christian. He lives now in the United States. Of course, he can't go back because of fear for his life, because he has a fatwa over his head since he converted from Islam to become a Christian. So he is living in the United States now. Lots of different unusual allies. As well, we have the idea of the issue of eyes that see. That's episode 6. That's a few weeks down the road, but it's the story of a member of the first Messianic Jewish family in modern Israel. Episode 7, Boundaries and Barriers, and that talks about the different geographical borders of Israel. You'll learn about where they are, what they mean, who is living in those particular areas. You know, somebody says, well, you go back to the 67 borders, pre-67 borders under the Obama administration, they were pushing that. Well, guess what? If you would actually, those particular borders weren't specific borders anyway, they were armistice lines, temporary. But if you were to use those as permanent and you actually drew the line there, you would literally draw the line through the kitchens of both Arabs and Jews. Because wow. They literally, there is no line anymore.
Well, they were artificial borders to begin with.
They were artificial. Yeah. It's not like you cross over to Canada. You say, oh, that's the border of Canada. Or you cross into a state. Welcome
they were arbitrary.
To Georgia. Yeah. Welcome to Alabama. No, there is no line. You draw the line like it was in those temporary borders. You literally go through the houses and bedrooms of Jews and Arabs and Christians.
Wow. You know, Matt, I'm really excited about this because, you know, we did get a sneak peek at some of the episodes, but I see it as kind of a beautiful tapestry. We're taking the biblical heroes from back in the Bible days, and then they're woven in with modern day Jewish people telling their own story. And you see Israel today through their own eyes. I think it's just a remarkable, as well as the cinematography is beautiful. It's just a great experience that you learn as well as you walk away with tears in your eyes when you realize what these people have gone through and their love for Israel.
Well, you know, If you have been to Israel, you'll learn something. You'll want to return.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never been to Israel and you
you'll
see this
series,
you'll want to go.
Absolutely.
You have to go.
And guess what? There's a great opportunity.
We have an opportunity
for
right now.
We do.
Yeah.
What's episode 9 about, Matt?
Well, episode 9 is actually about taking Christian college-age students to Israel. It's part of our Covenant Journey program. So that entire episode is the story of how this has impacted the lives of these young people that have gone. And it's just incredible in terms of the opportunity that we have to impact a generation of young Christian college age students.
And don't you follow Christ's footsteps?
We do.
I mean, yeah.
We're actually in the actual tour that we do for the college students, we literally do in some places walk. You know, you hear the story, I walked today where Jesus walked. Literally, there are places in Israel you can walk where Jesus walked, not hypothetical, not tradition, not possibly. This is where it happened. And so we actually take some of these young people to those incredibly powerful places,
Have
pray great
in the Garden
spiritual
of Gethsemane.
Worship
oh,
and
man.
Teachings. Mm. But if you're not a college-age student, we have one for others as well, and that's called the Liberty Ambassador Council VIP Tour. And you can go to lc.org. It'll take you over to our Christians in Defense of Israel website, and there you can sign up. And we have a tour later this year in the fall of 2017. Literally, this is a place unlike any other place. I've been to a lot of places around the world, and you think, well, do you want to go back? Well, you know, you've been there, you've done that. It's nice, but you don't have this compelling urge to go back. Or if you do, it may be nice relaxation, but it's not transformative. This Israel is amazing. I have been there multiple times.
How many times have you been, Matt?
Well, as of now, I've been there 18 times, but by the end of the summer, I will have been there over 20 times.
And every time you come back, you always have something, a new experience,
yeah,
a new
experience.
New impact
it's
it
like,
has on you. It's
like reading the Bible and saying, oh, it never really hit me like that before.
Yeah.
And that's the way Israel is.
You talked about before, Matt, that how the Jewish people miraculously have this calling, this draw, that draws Jews from around the world back to Israel. But, you know, you're talking about a kind of a spiritual revelation in your own heart and a spiritual pull back to Israel. It shouldn't be surprising. Israel was the birthplace of Christianity. I mean, it's the foundation of we as Christ followers. That's where it all happened.
It is. You know, for Jews that are not Christians or Messianic, there is many times a drawing on their life to come back to Israel. They can't explain it. I've talked to many of them like that. And in fact, that's what the first episode that you'll see tonight is about, homecoming. It's about that unexplainable draw that they feel of Jews making aliyah or moving to Israel, becoming Israeli citizens. But for Christians, it can sometimes be like the 12 spies. You go into the same land, you see the rocks and the trees and the mountains. 10 of them at the time that the 12 spies went in there to see the promised land, they saw rocks and trees and mountains. They saw the adversary. The other two saw through the eyes of God, and they saw something miraculous. But they couldn't convince their colleagues, and so they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. You can go there, and you can see rocks and trees and mountains. It's not that the place itself is magical in that sense. But when you go there seeking spiritual revelation, when you go there lifting up Jesus, as we do on these tours, experiences with students or others, we go there to teach the Bible, to learn the Bible, to praise our Lord, and to then walk in those places and to see where these things really happen. It becomes an amazing experience.
Yeah, the
and
Bible
you'll
comes
never
alive.
Read the Bible the same way.
Yeah,
again.
It comes alive. Like when you stand there in front of, this is where Jesus talked about the very gates of hell will not prevail. And you stand there and you experience that. It's like it's a whole revelation in your heart that happens.
And then you go through the city of David and you don't even think about reading the miracles. What are the two miracles that Jesus performed, the two categories of miracles that he performed in Jerusalem? Well, there's only two categories he performed. In other places, outside, he performed a lot of categories. But in Jerusalem, only two. Only two. Why did he perform only two categories? Why did he only perform the categories of healing the blind and healing the lame? Well, if you come on the trip, you'll find out about that.
You have a little teaser there. Or to be able to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus was there praying drops of blood. I mean, it's a whole amazing experience that I can't describe it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It puts a whole different understanding of what Jesus was going through. You know, we focus on the cross, but it began at the Garden of Gethsemane, where the weight of sin came upon him. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing experience. So I encourage you to go to lc.org. That'll take you to the Why Israel Matters series. You can get the free booklet. You can order it called Why Israel Matters to You and Your Family. Watch the series beginning tonight and learn more about Israel and what you can do and how you can travel to Israel. Go to lc.org. It'll take you to our Christians in Defense of Israel's website, and we hope to see you in Israel. Next year, the saying is, in Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get involved today. lc.org.